Marie and the Doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
Daniel Jones in France. Have you come across any native animals on the Tour de France?
No, I haven't. Dickheads?
No, thanks, dickhead. Hey, does that make you homesick hearing that?
Yeah, it does. It does. I mean, that Aussie banter, yeah, it's fine.
You've got a couple of Australians on the tour with you, don't you?
Yeah, we've got a crew of, I think there's about a dozen of us at the moment, but the good thing is we've got the boss of Jayco Caravans with us for this week. So suddenly our accommodation, we're staying in chateaus now, so that's great.
What were you
That sounded suspiciously like some kind of plug on a radio station that doesn't do commercials, Daniel, but we'll just let it fly by. We'll let it go. Hey,
isn't there a four-second delay?
Hey, how's it been going? What's been going on the last few days for the tour?
Oh, it's been good. We had the rest day yesterday, so we literally took the day off and went go-kart racing, which was good. But I got to meet Robin Williams the other day because Lance is out. Oh, yeah. All the celebrities are coming out.
The last time we spoke to you, you just met Ben Stiller.
Yeah, and I've got to be careful on the show because I got these text messages last week, all these people going, oh, did Ben Stiller really sign your tits?
So where's the photo?
I don't want to ask what Robin Williams signed.
Beg your pardon?
I don't want to ask what Robin Williams signed. Did you get him to sign anything?
No, I didn't, unfortunately. I couldn't get close enough.
But, when we say that you met Ben Stiller, wasn't it just a matter of you of going up and slapping him on the back?
That's right. But I mean, we're like Aussies. We try and talk up everything. Like,
yeah.
I make out that I've met him and that we've, you know, good mates and all that. But yeah, it was just
So in reality,
a stalking effort. Yeah.
In reality, you were in a crowd of several thousand where Robin Williams was as well.
Yeah, well, actually, because we got the media passes, we were in the bus areas and he was waiting for Lance. So then I looked over and I thought, geez, that guy looks familiar. And then I heard him talk and I called him over straight away and we gave him a kangaroo badge. And he was like, oh, thanks, matey. And I went, oh, yeah, no worries, digger.
Did he put on an Australian accent?
Once he gets started, he's great.
Yeah. So he actually put on an Australian accent?
Yeah, but the Americans, they can't do it. If you watch South Park or The Simpsons, it sounds like some drunken pom.
Speaking of drunken poms, Mark Cavendish, who is not in any way drunk, I imagine, or maybe he was on the day off, he's got the third stage win.
Yeah, no, he's had three stage wins. He's a freak. He's the fastest man on two wheels. He's like, you know, no one can get near him. But he's weird, like, in terms of when you interview him. I don't know what it is, but he sways his head around like Stevie Wonder.
Really?
And it's hard for, like, the guy who's interviewing him from Australia to, like, line the mic up and follow his lips as he talks.
And another thing.
The boom mic.
And the bicycle went like that. And that's why I knew I was going to win. And then I thought it worked too much.
So
my pedals, though.
So what's the vibe like behind the scenes, Daniel?
Oh, it's great. It's great. This is the biggest annual sporting event in the world. It is just chaos every day. You've got crowds. You've got, you know, fans everywhere. You've got the riders. You've got all these teams, all these nationalities. It's unreal. And then you're finding a lot more Aussies coming over here now because obviously Cadel Evans and that.
Mm.
And I think in the past, like in 2005 on the first tour, there was probably, you know, a dozen people on the side of the road. So when you saw an Aussie, you're like, Aussie! And everyone just starts screaming at each other. Whereas now you go, Aussie! And they look at you like, what? This guy's like lost it. Because there's so many of us.
Yeah. So look, at this stage, Cadel Evans doesn't have much of a chance, I take it.
Nah, well, remember I said last year I thought he was definitely going to win. I'm actually going to steer clear of predicting any sort of event because...
Oh, really?
Last year, I'd pencil him in.
Yeah, my next question was going to be, who do you reckon is going to take it out this year?
Well, Alberto Contador is a Spaniard. He's the favourite. So if anyone out there likes to have a bet, you know, he's probably the best. But Armstrong's the one everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
He's another freak, so...
And how long left to...
He'll go close.
How long left to go, Daniel?
I think there's about 12 days, so not too long.
Yeah.
But next time you speak to me, I'm sure I'll have another tip for you that will no doubt not win.
Another celebrity encounter. All right. Thanks, dickhead.
Thanks, dickhead.
Yes, dickhead. Yeah. Good on you, dickhead.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones in France with a Tour de France. Bobby, Marie, and the Doctor. On Triple J.